Senate Republicans plan to unveil a bill on police reform this week after Democrats unveiled their plan last week. Neither party appears ready to embrace the calls by some activists to defund the police altogether, but our next guest says unbundling the police may be a better option. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from Washington as he does each Monday. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, what would it mean to unbundle the police, and where did that idea come from?
Well, the idea I kind of saw percolating among some researchers of criminal justice, among academia and some people who are ex-cops, and they make a pretty simple and I think powerful point that most people might imagine that police work essentially resembles that which they see on cop shows. And it turns out that when you look at the numbers, police spend the vast majority of their time driving around, answering radio calls, checking up on people that might be dealing with mental health issues, being frontline workers for the homeless, being essentially guardians of civic order in a way that has very little to do with violent crimes. I thought about this and thought, you know, if the police are spending the vast majority of their time dealing with problems in society that aren't related to their training as armed police, then perhaps the solution here isn't just to defund them, it's to unbundle this entanglement of police services and have specialists address each element of this bundle, whether it's mental health, homelessness, or something else.
Well, and let's talk about one area, which is traffic enforcement, traffic patrollers. I heard somebody make the case over the weekend that, well, why do we have the police stop you if you're speeding? Couldn't they just take your information down and send a note to your house saying, here's your ticket? Why does there even have to be an interaction in that situation? You point out that traffic patrollers could be the ones who do the traffic patrolling instead of an armed police officer.
Yeah, and this again just goes to a purely mathematical look at what is it that police do. So every year, there's about 50 million Americans that come into contact with the police at least once. About half of those involve cars. Either people are pulled over in a car, people are in a car that's pulled over, people are involved in a traffic accident, or people call the police because they see a traffic accident or they see some traffic violation. It's not remotely obvious to me why this needs an armed response. There's lots of, as you say, times when people might have a busted taillight. I don't want those moments to escalate and become violent, but we've seen it happen. In 2016, the horrible tragedy of Philando Castile, the young man in St. Paul, Minnesota, who was pulled over because he had a busted brake light, and that ended up in his being shot in the front of his car by the police officer who was confused about whether or not Philando Castile was reaching for a gun. I don't want these sort of moments to happen so often, and I think the best way to do it is, again, to unbundle the police. Maybe have one force that looks over traffic violations, supplemented, as you say, with technology, speeding cameras, and then maybe reserve a specialist police force to do that which we might still need the police to do, solve violent crimes and keep violent crimes from happening.
Now, police also respond to issues involving drug or alcohol use, homelessness, mental health issues. And that came up in an interview that former vice president and presidential candidate Joe Biden did last week on The Daily Show. He was asked about the idea of having mental health experts rather than the police handle an urgent mental illness call. Here's what he said.
My daughter is a social worker. She has her master's in social work. The idea that she's going to respond by herself to a 911 call that says that someone is overdosing or someone has a mental problem and they're acting out, the idea of going by themselves is not rational to expect. Conversely, the cops shouldn't go alone. The cops should go with people who are mental health experts.
Derek, what about that argument that in some cases, even if you did unbundle the police, you'd still want a police officer involved in a situation?
I think it's a really, really important point that Joe Biden makes. You know, there are definitely some experiments that different states and cities are doing to essentially unbundle the police and have mental health counselors treat mental health calls, or in Eugene, Oregon, have what's called the CAHOOTS program, which dispatches medics and mental health counselors to homeless people. But there are some times where you are going to need an armed officer. There are 400 million guns in America. You cannot wish them away. You cannot abolish them immediately. And as a result, yeah, of course you're always going to need the presence of armed officers for some of these cases. But I think it's important to point out that for many cases, you won't necessarily need an armed officer. And the very presence of guns can make an otherwise safe situation become suddenly escalated and dangerous. So I'm sensitive on the one hand to the research that says that cops can do a lot of good work, but I'm also sensitive to the fact that there's a lot of people who I think are smartly asking to reimagine police work from the bottom up. Ask, where do we need cops to assist social workers, and where do we think the cops are just totally gratuitous? Those are the kind of questions that I think are starting to be asked, and I would like them to be answered under a rubric of not just abolish the police, not just defund the police, but let's think about unbundling the bundle of that which police already do.
Well, and we'll link people to more of your writing about this idea at hereandnow.org. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks as always.
Thank you.